We do realise that something needs to be done there. I think that there's a responsibility here, and the first responsibility is with the people that's driving those cars. They have a responsibility to park in places that are not causing obstruction. But I do think that, as a council, we do need to have a look at what we can do out there to alleviate this problem, because we can't keep on going where there's a local bus route. Bringing people to work, bringing people to different places that have to be there, hospital appointments and different things, and then kind of get around there. There's also the situation that emergency services. What happens if an emergency service needs to get around there? If someone takes sick, takes a heart attack, and that is another situation that thankfully hasn't occurred yet, but could occur at any minute. So, look, next week I intend to meet again with the roads engineers. To have a discussion about what we as a council could do. Bernard talked about double yellow lines. That is a possibility that we could put double yellow lines there, and maybe start issuing tickets and stuff like that. But the problem, I suppose, there as well with tickets, and we all know the cross-border element to tickets doesn't always work either. So I think we have to put our heads together and get a resolution to this, because we can't keep on every day that the sun shines, that the buses can't get round through. I think that's unacceptable.